O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's son.
Here are our readings for April 21st, 2020, from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue together as a family of families to seek Him in His Word. We'll be reading today Psalm 52, Leviticus 15, 1 through 24, and Mark 5, 21 through 43. We'll be starting with Psalm 52. Why do you boast of evil, O mighty man? The steadfast love of God endures all the day. Your tongue plots destruction. Like a sharp razor, you worker of deceit. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking what is right. Selah. You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. Selah. The righteous shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, see the man who would not make God his refuge, but trust in the abundance of his riches and sought refuge in his own destruction. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank you forever because you have done it. I will wait for your name, for it is good in the presence of the godly. Leviticus 15, 1 through 24. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when any man has a discharge from his body, his discharge is unclean. And this is the law of his uncleanness for a discharge, whether his body runs with his discharge or his body is blocked up by his discharge. It is his uncleanness. Every bed on which the one with the discharge lies shall be unclean, and everything on which he sits shall be unclean. And anyone who touches his bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whoever sits on anything on which the one with the discharge has sat shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whoever touches the body of the one with the discharge shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And if the one with the discharge spits on someone who is clean, then he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And in any saddle on which the one with the discharge rides shall be unclean. And whoever touches anything that is under him shall be unclean until the evening. And whoever carries such things shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. Anyone whom the one with the discharge touches without having rinsed his hands in water shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And an earthenware vessel that the one with the discharge touches shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. And when the one with a discharge is cleansed of his discharge, then he shall count for himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his body in fresh water, and shall be clean. And on the 8th day he shall take 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons, and come before the Lord to the entrance of the tent of meeting, and give them to the priest. And the priest shall use them, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make atonement for him before the Lord for his discharge. If a man has an emission of semen, he shall bathe his whole body in water and be unclean until the evening. And every garment and every skin on which the semen comes shall be washed with water and be unclean until the evening. If a man lies with a woman and has an emission of semen, both of them shall bathe themselves in water and be unclean until the evening. When a woman has a discharge, and the discharge in her body is blood, she shall be in her menstrual impurity for 7 days. And whoever touches her shall be unclean until the evening, and everything on which she lies during her menstrual impurity shall be unclean. Everything also on which she sits shall be unclean, and whoever touches her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whoever touches anything on which she sits shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening, whether it is the bed or anything on which she sits. When he touches it, he shall be unclean until the evening. And if any man lies with her and her menstrual impurity comes upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and every bed on which he lies shall be unclean. Mark 5, 21 through 43. And when Jesus had crossed again in a boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." And he went with him, and a great crowd followed and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd, and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the girl got up and began walking, for she was 12 years of age. And they were immediately overcome with amazement. And he strictly charged them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. What a wonderful moment we see here in the Gospel of Mark, and how perfectly it parallels our readings from Leviticus, especially the story of this woman with the discharge of blood for 12 years. There's so much here that we can talk about. There is hundreds of sermons that could be preached from this passage. There are so many Bible studies that could just go on for hours and hours. But for our purposes, right here, right now, I want to talk about what happens in particular here. This man named Jairus, who was the leader of the synagogue, came to Jesus, imploring him to come because his daughter was at the point of death. And Jesus agrees to go. But on the way, they meet this woman who has this discharge of blood for 12 years. Once again, for 12 years, she had suffered. She had suffered, it says, much under many physicians. God only knows. And really, God only knows what she had to go through. More importantly, how everyone in the community, everyone she would come in contact with, would see her as unclean. They wouldn't want to touch her. They wouldn't want to go near her. They wouldn't want anything to do with her. And her just reaching out and touching Jesus was a huge ordeal for her to even do. But what is it that happens? Jesus asked, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" And when the woman comes, she is afraid. She is trembling because she knows she shouldn't have done that. She was breaking so many social protocols by doing that. And how is it that Jesus responds to her? "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Now, more importantly, Jesus stops here. He was going to help a girl who is on the point of death. Could you imagine being Jairus in this moment? Okay, Jesus, I know you want to know who touched you, but come on, we got to get going. We got to get to our house. And here's the other amazing thing here. That even when it seems like everything's too late, I can hear someone even saying in the crowd, "Jesus, if you wouldn't have wasted all that time with that woman, you would have been here on time and Jairus' daughter wouldn't have died." I can hear someone saying that. But what is it that Jesus does anyways? He goes in and restores this child who he makes very clear is not dead but sleeping. To them, though, the heart wasn't beating. The lungs were not breathing. She was dead. But to God, she was very much alive. He tells her to rise up. And she does. Immediately she gets up. She's not sick. She's not ill. She's not dead anymore. But she is alive. God works in a way that is outside our understanding of time. God works in a way that's outside our understanding. Jesus has time for everyone because he is not limited by time. He is not limited by anything. He is not even limited by death. Take comfort in this and know that just like he has time for this woman with the bleeding condition, even in a time when it would seem like there was no time for anything else other than what he has set out to do, he has time even for you. This is the word of the Lord. In our readings for Monday, April 21st, 2020, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Bring you back home, oh my children.